This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The second hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Henry Raines.
And we have a special guest, Dennis Maley, author of Burn, Black Wall Street Burn. Dennis, thank you so much for coming into the studio down here at WWDR.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have somebody in the studio doing a review, being able to look at the person I'm talking to. And we had talked about your book, Burn, Black Wall Street Burn, in the last hour. And if you want to find that, you haven't listened or whatever, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. That's archives.freetalklive.com. Look for today's date, which is May 21st, Henry? Does that sound right?
23rd.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see.
Yeah.
It's too small on my calendar. And you can find...
We're still on our freshness date.
Right there. Yeah. It's still good. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Call in about anything that might be on your mind. But, Dennis, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about where people can find Burn, Black Wall Street, Burn. It's gotten... I was just hearing about a review, right? A five-star review.
Five-star review.
Yep, it's got it right
there. So it is on Amazon.com. So you look it up under Dennis Maley, M-A-L-E-Y, or by the title Burn, Black Wall Street Burn. And then it's on, you could buy the, print, trade print, they call it, or trade paperback, or you can buy the Kindle copy, and then next month, the Audible version will be out as well.
Very nice. Audible, for me, that's what I'm just consuming these days.
Really, me too, I love it. I'd like to hear Jerome's review of it. Maybe he'll go out and get it.
Maybe he will.
I would like to hear Jerome's review as well.
So, are you doing the audio version?
I am, yes.
Yeah,
I've already
challenged.
Read it. So now it's in post-production, but it was not fun.
Yeah. Well, how long did it take you?
Boy, it probably...
It can take, I don't know how many pages it is, but it can take...
Yeah, I think it's about 11 hours, like the finished product, and because it's a 500-page book, by far the longest of my four, and... There's so many mistakes and duo. I mean, it was an arduous process.
Yeah,
it was not fun.
Yeah. So
let me just also say there's a lot of other material out there by Dennis Maley that people don't have to go on Amazon and buy the book. They can sample some of his other stuff, too, and get to know him better. He's got podcasts. He's got columns at thebradentimes.com. How can people find some of your work?
So thebradentimes.com, I'm a weekly columnist, so I have... I'll call them out today, actually, on the lab leak theory for Wuhan, the coronavirus. And I also have a YouTube channel called Punk Rock Politics, politics with an X because it's Generation X look at things, and because with CS wasn't available. And then also punkrockpolitics.com, where you get my national news.
So what is the theory of the Wuhan virus released from a lab? I don't know what you wrote on, but I'll say this. Here's the one thing I'll say from a conspiratorial standpoint on this virus, and by the way, I did have it about 2 months ago.
Me as well.
If I was a crazy dictatorial lunatic, I would definitely create a virus that killed the old, the poor, and anybody who just sort of might use the state in whatever the advantages might be. And it seems like this one does that. So
you're scaring me because some of your profile pictures, you're wearing a king's cap, or what, a king's crown? I mean,
well, I haven't yet released a deadly virus.
So it's not really a theory that that's what happened so much as we're not even allowed to talk about it or look at it, apparently.
Yeah.
So what you have going on in the background is there is a thing called the Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yeah.
And they do something called gain-of-function research on coronaviruses. They have the largest portfolio of different coronaviruses in that lab anywhere in the world. And there were some American delegates in the lab doing a tour in 2018, and they were so appalled, they cabled back to Washington about how lax the safety standards seemed. So gain-of-function theory is where you basically take these viruses, and instead of saying, well, it might gain the ability to transfer to different animals or jump to humans or be transferable among humans at some point in the wild. So what if we get it to do it in a lab? And what you essentially do is you just keep exposing it over and over until the mutations happen at such a rapidity that, you know, it might take hundreds and or even thousands of years in nature. You get it to do what you want, and then you hopefully develop therapeutics and vaccines against it. That's the theory.
Okay.
But
sounds like a good thing to do.
Things escape from labs all the time.
Yep.
So, like, for example, where
that's why I don't live in Atlanta.
When they, well, that's a good thing because, listen, there have been some near misses in Atlanta. You have, like, in 2012, there was another place in China where they were doing the H1N5, which is incredibly deadly to humans. It's about 60%.
Okay.
The thing is, so it's a coronavirus. Actually, it's a type of influenza, but it doesn't jump from human to human. So you can catch it from another animal, typically a bird. And
so this is the bird flu.
Yes. Okay. And you'll probably die, but it's not like airborne,
right,
or it's very hard for humans
but
to get it.
But the day it jumps from human to human, it's
yes,
on.
So they were monkeying with this, and people were like, whoa, wait a minute.
We're primates, monkeying,
yes.
I get it.
Maybe not give new functions to these viruses. Let's maybe hope that they don't gain them on their own in the wild. So there's some arguments about this, to the point that in 2013, the United States actually stopped funding any of this kind of research. And in 2017, Dr. Anthony Fauci was among, he's really the chief advocate of gain-of-function research.
Oh, I see. This is what the scandal is.
Yeah, well, and the NIH and Fauci's branch, the infectious disease one, they were both directing funding to this Wuhan lab. So okay. The United States, France, Germany all had a hand in this. So it wasn't just China was doing something. We were all involved with it. So the idea that they said, and listen, institutions control narratives, especially when they're very complicated subjects. And in science, you had these institutions that were echoing, it was definitely not from a lab. Over and over, we kept hearing that,
yeah,
in 2020.
Which is, we heard it so often,
yes,
that it just got a little suspicious.
And I had all these experts that, as I was reporting on it, saying the same thing, all these virologists. Then you started having, at the end of 2020, some virologists and epidemiologists starting to say, you know, I'm not in that camp anymore. I think we have to look real close at this because there are a couple of things about the virus uniquely, one of them being that it gained two functions seemingly simultaneously, and that is that it learned to jump to humans and then was instantly transmissible among humans. And it also has this thing on the protein crown, this cleft, that isn't on any other coronavirus. So those are just things, again, there's no proof that it escaped from a lab, but those are things that would make you think we should be spending a lot of energy finding out if maybe it did, and then maybe saying we don't need to do this kind of research.
Well, if it, so,
Mark, let me just quickly point out, Dennis is a veteran, a former captain in the Army Reserve, and his field was nuclear, biological, and chemical,
yes,
weapons.
So, huh, did you find anything in Iraq?
I've been in the mop suit. I've seen somebody have to get stuck when they had an accidental exposure to VX gas. That's about as hairy as it's ever gotten for me. That was in a training exercise.
That's pretty hairy.
In Alabama. But I would not recommend that field if you want to have children that have normal body parts.
Where can people find this particular article that you're writing? Because I have lots more questions.
www.thebradentontimes.com. And Bradenton is Bradenton.
Yeah, Bradenton, thebradentontimes.com.
Yes.
Excellent. And it's Dennis Mailey.
Yes, it's right up in the top. It's the lead story today.
And you put out an article there every single...
Every Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday. Excellent. Well, thanks for visiting. If you want to...
My pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, you want to come back anytime, I'd love to chat whenever I'm in town, which is not all the time. But Henry, I'll let you know when I'm here. So thank you so much for visiting.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Henry, good find. This was excellent.
How did I ever find him?
The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Just had the author Dennis Maley in the studio talking about his book, Burn, Black Wall Street, Burn. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
And you can go to Amazon and check that out. The audiobook's coming out on Audible here in the very near future. But just as Dennis was leaving, Henry, he was talking about his research in an article at thebradentontimes.com.
I'm reading the article right now, so I will soon be an expert.
About this lab in Wuhan. And this lab exists, and what they in fact do is apparently sort of breed coronaviruses. And that sounds nefarious as heck after, you know, close to 18 months of being shell-shocked around the idea of coronaviruses. Before that, no one really thought about coronaviruses. Oh, yeah, you get the sniffles and everything's fine. But the explanation makes a lot of sense. If you want to be able to cure diseases, you need to be able to have the diseases to cure. So they're super evolving these coronaviruses with the intention of being able to cure them in the future. But maybe lab security isn't quite as good as it is maybe even Atlanta and the CDC, where there have been multiple mishaps that have been documented here in the United States. So what do you think about hearing about this lab?
All I can think about is the poor ferrets.
Which
ferrets are what they test these things on. Ferrets, that's the level of expert I am now. I'm about two-thirds of the way through his article, and I now know that ferrets are giving up their health and well-being for our sake. And
is it because ferrets are good at getting the sniffles? I don't understand.
By the way, quick aside, remember it back at when you worked at the comic book store?
When I was
the lady that walked
shirt.
Around with a ferret in her shirt?
I thought it was a rat.
No,
hold on. Wait a second.
Ferret.
We got it. Hold on. You can't just come out with the lady with the ferret in her shirt. We have to explain. You were my employer when I was a kid working at a comic book store, and strangely, our lives separated, but we both got into broadcasting and have been broadcasters for about 20 years, and we've been.
And now we both had a ferret in our past. And
that lady, I swear to you, this is the same lady that remarked about the Terminator poster, because this was, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger
poster. This was the lady with the ferret in her shirt and the metal plate in her head, correct?
Yeah. And she had short red hair.
Yes, that was her.
And she's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Schwarz means black, and I'm just going to go ahead and leave the conversation there. And she, as I recall, she had a white lab rat that was in her shirt. Maybe she had both, now that I'm thinking about it. But she carried around.
There were some bulges that were rolling around all over her when she talked. But I really think it was just the one ferret. Well, maybe I was only introduced to the ferret.
Perhaps that's the situation. We did have a cornucopia of characters that would come into the comic book store.
Right.
But that's kind of what... Didn't you know that was going to happen when you opened a comic book store that sold Dungeons & Dragons and, offbeat comics? And then, of course, the mainstream ones, too. Didn't you know that was going to happen?
I only knew I was going to get rich, and that didn't happen, but everything else did.
Yeah, I'm suspect you did not get rich.
I didn't know I was going to have a young man working with me that would go on to provide so much conversation and interesting anecdotes.
Well, that's for sure. And then why'd you get out of the comic book industry, by the way? I mean, you know, you had all these great characters coming through.
Well, I wasn't doing it just for my personal entertainment. But actually, the main reason was we caught a wave. You were there for it. Mm-hmm. When there was an explosion in the industry.
Yep.
And before you were there, the market was about $200 million for the United States.
Right.
And in the 10 years, and you were there for about the last six or so years of it, it grew to a $1 billion industry. This is in like 1989 dollars. And so then a couple years after that, it went from that billion plus back down to 200 million, and I wasn't going to stick around another 10 years to watch it come back, which I don't know that it ever did.
I don't think it ever did.
No.
I mean, it basically turned into...
There were these things called video games that came out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The movies came out. I mean, these characters are still
the internet.
Bringing in huge money, but they're not... the comics themselves aren't. I was just in a comic book store yesterday. My hope is that I can get my son interested in reading. My mom was very excited about me getting into comics. I didn't realize it, but she was. If I had known, I probably wouldn't have gotten into it. But, you know, she's like, read.
We had a lot of people go on from that comic book store into the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get back to the Wuhan and the ferrets and their sacrifices for us. But Mike Lee, he went on to become a screenwriter.
I took that kid to school.
Yes. That's a whole other story. I wish I could tell that right now, but we'll run out of time. Dane Gracie went on to be an animator for Disney in The Little Mermaid.
Todd Smith. My former roommate.
You roomed with him?
Yep, for like 1 month, and then I found out paying rent sucks. And I went back home.
He does Star Wars, Topps trading cards, and different characters.
Yep. He's excellent. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun and beat real work, that's for sure. So I can't even remember where we got off on the comic
books. You didn't work?
Well, you know, some. What did I have to do? Wash the windows and alphabetize comic books? I mean, let's be serious.
I didn't want to do it.
That's exactly right. So anyway, we were at the comic book store, and I bought a couple of things for my son, and he's excited about it. But mostly Pokemon cards. I don't even know. I don't even know why these are still popular. Pokemon was like 50
I wish we
years
had
ago.
Somebody that could explain the Pokemon attraction to us here, yeah. But you know, we'll have to figure it out on our own. Our cultural references are fading into the distance, Mark.
Right. I mean, I'm just that guy who's like, those darn kids and their loud music. Really, things have changed for me, and that's just the way that is. So the Wuhan virus, go on. You've been reading this article?
No, I got sidetracked on that. But I do know that we had a strong ties to the Galveston National Laboratory in the U.S. and also to the French laboratory and to Canada. So this was a multinational effort that was going on there. And
to solve the coronavirus problem. They're trying
they're researching gain of function, which I thought that was something that I should aspire to, just gaining some more function. But gain of function for coronavirus is causing these viruses to do something different, to evolve a different function more quickly. So
would it matter to the American public if, yes, the coronavirus was lab-created by governments, but it was just released by mistake? I mean, if it wasn't nefarious, would... Because, I mean, that would be bad, right? Like, they create a virus that's intended to either biologically attack the Chinese or the Americans or old people in general so that we can wipe out... I mean, because there to be less draw on Social Security in the future.
Well, you're giving it a gain of function that we haven't even got to yet. We're gaining function in transmission, and sustainability is what some of those... experiments, not even just on the current COVID-19, but on the other viruses. So that is worthy of research. Now, you have to put it in context. I know it was like 2 years ago, so you gotta remember, but there was the trade conflict with China. It's hard for people to understand. We're supposed to be angry at China for trade and at the same time do research with them.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago. Remember when Hong Kong was free? The number, 603-283-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will be heading home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 remaining troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. And a leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after a fighter jet was dispatched to escort a commercial flight he was on to Minsk. Roman Pretasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko ordered the jet to guide his flight down in the Belarusian capital. The flight was originally scheduled to travel from Athens to Vilnius, Lithuania. Pretasevich was detained at the Minsk airport before the flight was eventually allowed to continue to Vilnius. Pretasevich is a former editor for one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who has ruled in Belarus for 26 years. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to try and strengthen a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that has held since being declared on Friday. But many say that the problems between Israel and the terrorist group will not be easy to solve. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says a quick fix won't work in this conflict. He tells Fox News that the situation is made more difficult by political turmoil in both Israel and the Palestinian territories.
Keep in mind, Hamas is a terrorist organization that doesn't accept any peace with Israel. Not two states, not one state. It seeks our destruction. It's a jihadist, genocidal organization. So the problems here are very deep, and they don't easily lend themselves to, you know, quick fixes. Especially now, because we have our own political problems in Israel. We may be entering our fifth election in just over 2 years. And the Palestinians don't have a legitimate government either. So moving forward on a political peace process is not going to happen right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in on any topic. We got on this Wuhan lab issue, and I want to run this down a little bit. So at this point, it's not in dispute that there is a Wuhan lab. That Wuhan lab specializes in coronaviruses. That Wuhan lab was working with,
among others.
Yeah, among others, okay. A variety of different labs in different countries.
And working with France and the U.S. and Canada.
And we probably ought to drop Anthony Fauci's name in here at some point. He certainly has connections to it.
Yes, he was the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and let's see, he was instrumental, along with Dr. Francis Collins, of ending the moratorium on gain-of-function research that had been in place since 2014.
Now, gain-of-function research is basically, let's make these viruses more effective.
Well, no, that you can't make that jump from that statement.
Okay.
Although that can be what you do. You can try and, but you can also just be studying it. But it is interesting that there was a moratorium in place since 2014, and then in 2017 is when the moratorium was lifted.
So we have the coincidence of the lift of the moratorium and the coincidence of the geography of this Wuhan lab. Now, this could just as easily have happened in some other location, but apparently there was a group of U.S. dignitary types, diplomat types, who toured the Wuhan lab in 2018. This is long before, months before anything occurred, and considered that security protocols, is that what we're calling them, security, or say cleanliness, hygiene protocols, I don't know, protocols were lacking.
Do we know that?
That was one of the pieces of information that we discussed in here on this. So I'm just trying to recap.
I'm trying to find that detail here. It's 2013 scientists
we
warned
the
that the new
the
viral
studio.
Strain created by the researchers in the Chinese lab who were working with bird flu at that time could escape. But in 2014 alone, Atlanta is where they escaped. Or they were exposed to anthrax, excuse me, not the bird flu.
That's right. There was an anthrax exposure in Atlanta, as I recall. But that was inside the CDC, and it didn't spread outside. One thing that we can say about the bird flu at this point is generally, well, it is only passed from avians.
Usually well, actually, chickens. Bird flu was accidentally shipped from Atlanta to a poultry lab in Athens, Georgia.
That sounds like a bad thing to do.
So, actually, none of those things happened at the Chinese lab.
Right.
Which maybe was another good reason to delegate it to the Chinese, because evidently they do it better than we were.
Well, the story I just got from the author of it, of this particular story, is that not so much. But I wouldn't claim to know who has the
best.
Well,
they don't admit it, though. See, we have our sure. established facts. They have their alternative facts, which says they didn't do it.
Yes, didn't
they
happen.
They have never had a problem.
It might have been the people from the U.S., which is what they were positing on their version of Twitter.
Well, I don't think we're really going to find out if they did make a mistake, because they aren't very open to us these days.
Nope, they're not. Mm-hmm. They haven't ever really been open to us. Come on.
And I have a hard time believing that somewhere in our military-industrial complex of labs, we aren't still doing research to this.
I suspect. These are questions that I sort of have, is that I think if you ask the average person, remember, America still purports to be a democracy, right? And in a democracy, the notion is, at least they tell me all the time, is you're the government. So I'm supposed to have an opinion on this subject. If the government's doing experiments that make viruses that turn out to be deadly in the millions on making these viruses more effective, maybe I should develop an opinion. That's not just me thinking.
And why do you keep electing those people?
That's the question that I have myself. You know, because none of the above has never been an option. That's why. Because if there was none of the above, somebody might elect none of the above, and then what would our bureaucracy do if there was nobody in that particular position?
Well, the bureaucracy would be fine, because it's the elected officials that get elected. The bureaucracy stays there.
It just continues to do what it does.
Yeah.
So, supposedly, the elected officials are telling the bureaucrats what they should and shouldn't be doing and what
they Well, they used to, but now that everybody wants term limits, the people that actually accumulate enough knowledge while the time they're accumulating their power to influence the bureaucracy are kicked out, so we...
That's
eliminated that aspect, too.
That's one of the problems with long terms, but, there's a lot of problems with long terms.
That's one of the positives.
One of the positives, but there are a lot of problems. So, these, what my thought is that while I would have to hear the scientific value of making viruses into superviruses so that we could study them, because it seems like a particularly dangerous thing. Like, for instance, I consider most of the nuclear tests that we did bad ideas. Just positing here. It's probably not a good idea.
You mean we should have just tested it on the people of Hiroshima without any pretesting?
There wasn't much testing before Hiroshima and Nagasaki, was there?
Yes.
Oh, there was?
Out in the deserts of Arizona or
Nevada. Well, they were testing plenty afterwards.
Where was Los Alamos? Los Alamos, Nevada.
New Mexico.
I have to say it and have the synapses fire off in my brain.
I think it's New Mexico.
New Mexico, exactly. Like I said.
It begins with N.
Yes, well, that's pretty much the way the brain synapses work these days.
Something else.
They reroute and...
Well, what I'd say is that there's lots of tests that went on afterwards. I don't know how many tests they did before Los Alamos and all that.
Well, I actually take issue with the loaded words that you are... inserting into this super viruses and things
well,
like that.
I've been going on
this could be just everyday common research that helps gain a healthier population on this planet.
Right, by killing off the weak. So
well, some of us have to remain strong.
One of the things that we were told up to this point is that this is a mutation of the virus. And
I thought we were getting it from eating wild monkeys or something in the wet market.
Bats. It was bats. Wet markets and all that good stuff, right?
Flying little monkeys.
Right. So it's beginning to look a lot like a government conspiracy. You know, like I'm not saying they did it on purpose. I'm just saying...
It doesn't look at all like a government conspiracy.
Well, what do you call it when you breed a super virus on purpose or by accident?
I think we are building a panorama, a tapestry of facts that we can start putting this together, and then it may lead us to that conclusion, but...
Where's the tapestry of facts that says it came from a wet market?
Over the last 30 minutes or so.
There's no tapestry of facts for this wet market theory, and that's basically the theories you've got. On one hand, you have some evil, nefarious government. It's either the Chinese or the Americans, depending on who you pick, and they have released this virus.
No, we also have another theory that doesn't have anything to do with the wet market, that people are incompetent, they fall asleep, they don't follow the rules.
That's my
things
theory.
Happen.
That is my theory.
Yes.
Indeed. But this is why you probably shouldn't be breeding a super virus, or even the conditions to breed a
super
virus.
That's right. We should never have experimented with polio and getting that vaccine. Some, you know, you got to spill some milk to make some cheese.
We experimented with polio to get the vaccine. That Salk experimented with the polio to get the vaccine. We just got a vaccine. And to call this experimental gene therapy a vaccine is a bit of a torturing of the word.
I did not call that. That's just, you're twisting my words again, sir. I want to know why they call it a wet market.
Because the things there are still bloody and alive. I've been to them, so they're either recently dead.
Do they really call it a wet market there? I mean, among the Chinese, are they saying, oh, let's go to the wet market? Or they go, let's go get some tasty bats?
I did my very best to learn how to say please and thank you. And that's about where I was at. And at this point, I couldn't pull it off.
Right.
And this was in Hong Kong, where we like those particular markets. But, you know, I'll tell you what, there's some gross stuff in those markets. Just sitting there on ice. Sometimes just out in the weather. Not nice. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I have one phone line open here on Free Talk Live. Captain, we need some audio, that music playing.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark Edge with you.
And Henry.
You're just not going to match me, are you?
Oh, Reigns. Henry Reigns, Reigns, comma Henry, you know, whatever.
Whatever's good for you. Henry, you're a longtime broadcaster here in the Tampa Bay area, and people can, I mean, do you want to direct people to anything in particular?
No.
Okay.
We'll bring it up.
My intention is to...
You just Google me. Stuff comes up.
That's the truth. My intention is to have you as a regular co-host here when I am down in the Suncoast of Florida, and we have this great studio that's been given to us in...
Luxurious, I think, is the word you're looking for.
I love the... What are these things on the wall called, Henry?
They are little round frisbees with holes in the middle for aerodynamic stability.
All right,
and
so
then they're decorated with these labels on the center, which have names of singers and bands and stuff.
I know they're records, but what kind? Are these the 33s or the 45s?
You really don't know? You
I
know.
Really don't. 45s?
You know.
I don't know.
Oh, well, they're 78s then.
Well, I know that there was that choice, 33, 45,
45, and 75. 45s, Mark.
45s. And so these were the singles, the hit the singles that would come out in the hopes of being hits.
Well, yes. Well, they would have been the hits because the albums would follow the single.
Right.
So you wouldn't have put out an album, at least until the drug-addled 60s, that you would just put albums out without singles because you had album-oriented rock that took over FM radio.
I'm familiar with it, but I never really understood what they were trying to say. That the album-oriented rock never really changed rock and roll in so much as they still played singles, which, of course, they would on the radio.
Well, the pop stations, the top 40 stations, played singles, but the money was in selling the albums.
Sure.
And getting people to come to the concerts. But as I look at the 45s, I recall that they have a much bigger hole than the 33s,
right,
if you ever see those. And it was always difficult to adapt your record player, because the record players were made for 33s with a little tiny spindle.
Right, something like a hole punch would
make. And you either had plastic things you inserted into the center. But there was another kind of thing that you could put on top of your spindle instead of the 45, inserting it into the record, and you would stack your 45s up. And
I remember that thing. I mean, I wouldn't know what to call it.
It would drop down, and it would drop the next record. And similar to how the albums would drop down on each. And every time you would drop it down, it would scratch the record on the bottom.
That's exactly right.
And so there was like a planned obsolescence,
and
that you had to replace them.
This arm with a right angle on the record players that seemed to be designed like every hundredth time to just put a big scratch through whatever your record was. And let's not forget, these things were $3 when you worked $3 an hour. So, I mean, this was an hour's worth of labor, one of these things, and then to have this little thing run across and scratch it, that was kind of rough.
$3 of labor? What are you talking about?
I was paid $3 an hour.
To scratch records?
In the mid-80s, and singles cost about
$3. Oh, when you worked at a radio station?
No, when I worked at your comic book store, I was paid about $3.35 was the minimum wage at the time.
What did you do with records at Mike's store?
I listened to them when I got home at the odd hours that I wasn't working, slaving away selling magazines and Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Because we had an FM radio at our store.
You did, and we sometimes
played very eclectic stuff.
The cassette tapes with Vivaldi or Yaz. Yes, absolutely. I remember these things.
Played Marxist commentary during the day.
I don't remember that. Anyway.
You were in school.
Sometimes. So have we retired this topic on the Wuhan flu lab or not?
Well, I did.
I guess I want to. Here's what I know. Is Trump bad and wrong for calling it the China virus at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why?
Well, because he is casting aspersions on an ethnic group.
Well, and that's the problem with governments, is they hide behind ethnic groups and flags. I mean,
know what's going to happen, or you should know what's going to happen when you use terminology like that, because it has been happening. And if you want to see more images of video of little Asian ladies getting kicked down on the streets of New York, well, then you just keep calling it the Chinese virus, Mark.
I have no idea that these things are occurring or not occurring, but I'm sure
you should open your eyes a little more.
Little old lady, Asian ladies were probably getting kicked down on the streets of New York before that, too, just because
it's increasing frequency.
Probably true. I mean, people are silly.
There's a good reason to do the research.
Go ahead.
Because if you have vaccines or you have medicine that fights a disease that is caused by these organisms, you can test those in the laboratory to see if it causes a mutation and something like that. So there is a logical reason for this, but we can move on from that. I just didn't want to leave it out there that people were just willy-nillying, throwing stuff at viruses to make them super viruses.
Yeah, I tend to, this is the question I have, is how many of these viruses need to get loose and cause, are we going to call this a global pandemic, or is this the test for what an actual global pandemic might have been?
We've had global pandemics before.
Right. So yes or no? This was a global pandemic or not?
This was a global pandemic.
Excellent. Okay, so do we want to release? So if we're going to do experiments on viruses, some of them are going to become super viruses. If we're going to,
I think we should have radioactive spiders like the viruses and release them, and we will have an army of little Spider-Man viruses that will protect us.
So again, I was, I went to Bayshore High School just around the corner here that I'm visiting, and in civics class, Mr. Schuster told me I was the government. Right? Like, they told me that. And then every time something goes wrong, somebody tells me, well, why don't you vote for better people? And I, these are the things I'm... So I'm developing opinions surrounding whether or not scientists should be testing this. And my question is how many global pandemics does it take before we say, perhaps this is not the way we should go about testing?
Or they might say, maybe they aren't testing it very well.
Or maybe they should just keep get rid of the screen doors.
Maybe we should live in
lock
caves.
Lock the windows. I don't know. I mean, like, viruses are tough to contain, and I don't want them experimenting on the bubonic plague in Atlanta at the CDC. Like, you know, these are some questions I have.
No, they should do it in California.
Well, they got to do it somewhere if they're going to do it, but just seems like...
There's lots of stuff going on, Mark.
Oh, yes. And this is just...
And you close your eyes to it. I have tried to open your eyes to the stuff they're spraying in the sky around us, and you scoff, and you dismiss it.
I do. You show me a picture. This is the thing about chemtrails, if we want to use this terminology, is this would have to be such a deep and abiding conspiracy, because so many people would have to be involved. And... If that many people are involved, somebody's going to turn, and somebody's going to take a picture with these ubiquitous cameras that we all carry around. And somebody
haven't seen the videos?
No, I've seen videos of outside.
Well, let me tell you. Let me give you firsthand. Back when I had to have a day job to pay the bills along with the glamour of AM radio,
I drove a cab between radio.
Well, then you had driven back and forth to the airport from the south side of Tampa Bay to the north side of Tampa Bay and MacDill Air Force Base there, starting at 6 a.m. to dusk, and seeing the planes in pie-shaped wedges lay down the trails in a crosshatch pattern, and by the end of the 12 hours, they had completely encircled the sky above Tampa Bay 360 degrees and had that spread out. And that's not the way commercial planes fly.
These aren't commercial planes, right? They're military planes doing something. Why haven't these good Americans taken some video of the inside? What are they spreading?
You haven't seen the videos. You haven't looked.
You haven't seen the videos
that pilots have taken of these planes spraying and put them up on YouTube? I've asked commercial pilots about it.
What have they said?
They said they're spraying stuff up there. One in particular.
Let me go to the phones here. I had forgotten to take calls, so let's go to Johnny Ray calling from New Hampshire. Johnny Ray, you're on Free Talk Live, former host of Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Harry? Larry?
Henry.
Henry. Great to hear you. I have two things I wanted to mention. Do you, Mark, remember... and Henry, maybe you do too. Do you remember Will Grigg?
Yeah, Will Grigg was an author, libertarian author, and I thought he was a really great one. He was supposed to come speak at one Liberty Forum, but unfortunately his wife was ill, and so I've only ever read him. I've never met him. Johnny Ray, hold the line, please, and if you're on the other line, too, please hold the line. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.